Aviation experts call it automation addiction, an over-reliance on the computerized flying of passenger jets. But that same technology has helped make airline travel safer than ever. The report by the Federal Aviation Administration agrees with that, but says pilots are not as skilled at manually flying the plane in emergencies or when transitioning back from automation to manual. VOA first reported automation addiction as a possible cause in July's crash of an Asiana jetliner. The Boeing 777 hit a seawall in San Francisco as the pilots were attempting a typical manual approach. The crash killed three and injured more than 180. Vic Hooper flew as a captain with Asiana until 2 years ago. He says his first officers preferred to fly on autopilot rather than manually.
Sometimes I would push them a little bit beyond what they had done. Like I try to get them to fly a visual approach. They were very uncomfortable with that.
We call that culture children of magenta.
Former pilot trainer Ross Amer is referring to the magenta color that highlights the route on the high-tech instrument panel.
There are times where an experienced pilot should be able to totally disconnect all the technology and go back to the basics.
The report found that in 1/4 of the crashes studied, the pilots were overconfident in the automation and sometimes deferred to it rather than interrupting it. It pointed to what it called an erosion of manual flying skills that could get worse in the future. John McGraw says it's something we can all relate to. He spent 17 years with the FAA and is now an airline consultant.
If you watch how people drive today, with all the automated systems they have in cars, some people can manage that and some can't, and they're doing that with no training.
The report recommends more manual flying, and especially training for rare events. But simulator training costs money and takes pilots away from flying the plane, the revenue maker for airlines. Today. Michael Huerta leads the FAA.
You know, with technology that we now have available to us in flight simulators, we're able to very, very significantly enhance training.
The report looked at 26 crashes worldwide until 2009. No recent ones like the Asiana crash. The National Transportation Safety Board contacted VOA after our Asiana story aired to interview the pilots featured in the series. The board will hold its hearings in December and issue its findings after that. In Washington, Carolyn Presutti, VOA News.